Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Auburn Live Podcast, your home for bold, insightful, and honest conversations around Auburn athletics.
War Eagle! War Eagle!
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into the Monday edition of Inside the 20 with myself and Keith Niebuhr. We will do absolutely our best to get as much recruiting intel to you inside the 20-minute mark. Joined, as I always am, by Mr. Keith Niebuhr. How about you, Keith?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. Yeah. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Kind of like Mr. Caleb Schofield.
That's
like
right.
An auto in LaGrange, Georgia, if you're looking for a car or truck. Caleb's got it all, man. He's got currently two four-door Broncos in stock. One is black. One is cactus gray. Keith loves that cactus gray. He also has a brand-new all-electric Ford Lightning F-150 in stock as well. Give Caleb a call, 334-531-0996. Also has fantastic selection of new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and even Hondas. The used car lot is absolutely loaded with diversity. All those used cars have to pass a multi-point inspection before they even think about selling them. They back those used cars with free 3-month, 3,000-mile warranty. The new vehicles come with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. And if you don't need a car, but know somebody here who does, send them to Caleb, man. He'll send you $300. Caleb Schofield, 334-531-0996. Call him now. Hey, Keith, today is Monday, a new week. Coming off of a hectic, busy week for Auburn recruiting. Fantastic week for Auburn. We'll stay on the topic of football this week, but Auburn also got a couple of basketball guys. But last Wednesday, Auburn picked up Jaden Lewis. They picked up Malik Autry, two four-star in-state kids. They also, on Friday, like slammed the freaking door closed on the week by getting Walker White, the four-star quarterback from Little Rock, Arkansas. Hell of a week, wouldn't you say, Keith?
Yeah, I mean – I don't even know what else to say. I mean, it absolutely was what, if you're an Auburn fan, you've been looking for. You've been waiting for. You've been thirsting for a day like this for a long time, a week like this, excuse me. Actually, Jeffrey, a run like this. I mean, right. This goes back to December, if we're being totally honest here. It's been just every week there's been good news. Even during the dead period, there was Tyler Scott announcing he was on board with Auburn, the four-star defensive back from Georgia. Then C.J. Johnson, the defensive back from Texas, he announced that he had committed. So that was 23, and that was during the dead class of 23, and that was during the dead period, late December after signing day into January. Then you had junior day. Then you had all these other visits. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, you have these big – This big week for Auburn football, starting with the junior day and then the commitments. But really, everything starts and stops to me with Walker White, Jeffrey, and I know you agree with that.
I do, Keith, and we talked about this a little bit last night on the call-in show, but one of the things that I think you and I even talked about last week on Inside the 20, maybe one or both shows last week, was we came in with this Hugh Freeze, high expectations of quarterback not being a problem. Like quarterback recruiting was not going to – he was going to solve the – We went through all of that, and after all of that, after even the big junior day, we're still going, the only missing piece here is that quarterback that we were expecting him to be able to get, to solve, the problem to solve. And, oh, ye of little faith, dude, he comes in, and, I mean, we're talking about beating Clemson for a quarterback from Arkansas, Keith.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here's the thing. Again, we talked about this a little bit last night on our show, but – you and I both, when the coaching search was happening, we both pointed to two guys that we would be targeting if we were the person in charge. Yeah. Hugh Freeze and Lane Kiffin. And the main reason for me, and I think you too, I don't want to speak for you entirely, but I think we were on the same page here. A couple of reasons. One, we knew that Lane Kiffin would crush it in the portal. And we thought Hugh Freeze could have success in the portal too, because he actually had success in the portal at Liberty of all places. So there was that. But there was also QB. QB recruiting, QB development, all that stuff. And when you looked at Auburn's recruiting of the quarterback position the last 10 years, Look, there's always going to be misses. You're not going to hit on every quarterback at even Southern Cal or, you know, Georgia or Notre Dame or anywhere. You just don't. But Auburn hasn't hit on enough of them. And the last few couple of years, the roster at quarterback wasn't where, especially last year, wasn't what you what it needed to be. Let's just be honest. So we thought it would be one of those two guys, or those are the two guys we would lock in on. And sure enough, Kiffin's had success in the portal and at the quarterback position during this offseason. And Hugh Freeze has crushed the portal, crushed the high school and junior college recruiting, and now has his quarterback. And I'll tell you, it's not just recruiting. People think that Hugh Freeze is out there, Jeffrey, recruiting 24 hours, 7 days a week. I don't think that's the case. I think the guy has a real balance in his life. I think he understands when to turn it on and when you can turn it off. Okay. He's a very smart guy. And how did he build? We're seeing how intelligent he is by how he's building the roster right now. But look how he built his staff. That was a lot of talk to get to this, but forgive me there. But the staff, Jeffrey, quarterback, 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 most important position on the field. So he's a guy that's an offensive guy. He brings in Kent Austin, his QB coach and OC from Liberty, a quarterback guy who worked intently with Malik Willis. He brings in Jesse Stone as a QB analyst. And then he goes out the coup de grace. I don't know if that's the right phrase. He gets Philip Montgomery, the former Tulsa head coach and Baylor offensive coordinator, who I believe was the OC there when Robert Griffin III won the Heisman Trophy. So that's four guys working with quarterbacks and QB recruiting and QB development and everything related to that position. So you're telling the world of quarterbacks and the world of quarterback recruits and Jeffrey, and you know this, the world of quarterback parents as well. You are telling them, look at the emphasis we as a program are putting into the quarterback position. You are not going to get – this is a place where you're going to get developed. Hey, it may not work out. You may get beat out. Somebody may be better than you, but you are going to get developed one way or the other, and you'll either shine here or you will find greener pastures somewhere else. But we are going to take care of this position. We are going to develop this position, and you are going to be better for it. And you had Grayson McCall – obviously reach out to Auburn, the Coastal Carolina quarterback, the minute he hit the transfer portal, right? What does that tell you? That's a guy with 9,000 career passing yards, and that didn't work out, and maybe it will down the road. Who knows? But he reached out to Auburn, and Walker White, Jeffrey, this is – I'm going on and on here. But Auburn wasn't in the picture, wasn't even a factor for him. Auburn hires Hugh Freeze. Auburn hires Philip Montgomery. Philip Montgomery, when he was at Tulsa, was the first coach to offer Walker White. Auburn immediately zeroed in on Walker White. You and I thought this. We were absolutely 100% correct. A couple things that we thought. One, he was quickly becoming and had become and did become their number one quarterback target and maybe number one overall target. And two, we thought they had a very good chance. Even his others said, oh, no, Ole Miss, Clemson, Texas A&M, you know, all that stuff. And the reason is, Jeffrey, that QB development, the QB, the room, the staff that Auburn's put together, and then also the off-the-field connection he has developed with Hugh Freeze. And so with faith-based discussions and philosophies and things like that, I'm always tripping my tongue talking about that stuff. But it all came to fruition. I mean, it was – this is what you want if you're an Auburn fan, and this is why you put together that kind of staff. You knowing that that's the most important position on the field, you can't fail. You can't miss at the quarterback position. Hugh Freeze does not intend to.
Well, Keith, let's talk about how Auburn could benefit from this Walker White positions that they might. And I thought last night, you know, first of all, we know that he named, I think, 14 or 15 guys that he was going to be targeting to join him in the Auburn class. I think when it comes to, and we saw this back in the transfer portal days of December when Auburn was after these transfer portal wide receivers, well, they really didn't want to have anything to do with Auburn because Auburn didn't have anybody to throw them the football. So now that you've got a Walker White in this class, you've got to think the wide receiver group will be benefiting from him. And he mentioned some guys. We've talked about some guys. I want to throw some at you. Cameron Coleman, the four-star wide receiver from Central Phoenix City. T.J. Moore down there in your area, in your neck of the woods there at Tampa Catholic, Keith. Perry Thompson, the four-star wide receiver committed to Alabama, in-state kid who's visited Auburn and has basically even publicly said, Keith, I'm kind of committed to Alabama. No, I'm committed. And then another kid, Nye Carr, who was at Auburn's junior day at Georgia commitment.
Yeah.
Those four guys really stuck out to me. Cam Coleman, Perry Thompson, in-state kids. T.J. Moore from Florida. Nye Carr committed to Georgia. Would you think, Keith, the wide receiver position would benefit most from a quarterback like Walker Wright being?
I mean, you'd have to think so.
Of course,
you'd have to think so. Of course, Bo Nix, George Pickens, I think, committed to Auburn before Bo Nix, and then that obviously fell through. But Seth Williams was in that class too, was he not?
Sure was.
I think the speedy receiver from South Florida. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing so many blanks these days.
Anthony Schwartz.
My goodness, boy, we're getting old, Jeff. Anthony Schwain. I like that. Anthony Schwing would be his cousin, I guess. But no. So out of the four guys you mentioned, so here's what we're learning. We know Hugh Freeze loves tall receivers. AJ Brown and DK Metcalf were signed by him at Ole Miss. 6'3" guys, tall guys that are now shining in the NFL. Well, three of the four guys you mentioned there. Perry Thompson of Foley, Alabama, 6'3". Cameron Coleman of Central Phoenix City, 6'3". T.J. Moore out of Tampa Catholic, 6'4", with a vertical. I think I said 42 inches last time. I might have been wrong. I've only been 38 inches, okay, which means he can only touch the top of the backboard. So he likes those – Hugh Freeze likes those athletic freaks. And I got to tell you, these kids, it's cool for them on a guy's big day, his commitment day, to mention their name. That means something to them. Hey, well, okay, you know. And so Cameron Coleman's right down the road. We know that Marcus Davis, the Auburn receivers coach, his first 2024 offer was to Cameron Coleman. Now, he didn't go to junior day, and he was going to go the next day, and I guess he didn't show up either. But he's right down the road. Auburn hasn't had a lot of success at that school. I don't think they've signed anybody since defensive back John Broussard, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But I don't think the norms are going to apply to Hugh Freeze. Do you,
I agree.
Jeffrey? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've all, you know.
You can throw Deron, that out.
Yeah, I think Deron Reed from Carver Columbus, he actually flipped to Auburn before Hugh Freeze was hired, the four-star defensive lineman. But he stuck with Auburn with Hugh Freeze. I think they're going to be able to do some damage in that area. I really do. There's just too much buzz. And Hugh's really popular with high school coach. So I think Cameron Coleman's certainly somebody to watch. He visited Kentucky. You know, Alabama recently offered him. But, man, when you're looking, what does Jay Head, our cohort, always say? Proof of concept. When you're a receiver and you're watching NFL and you're seeing DK Metcalf as one of the three or four highest paid receivers in the league, and he's your size, and he was signed by Hugh Freeze, and you know those are the kinds of things that matter. But so you've got that, and now you have a quarterback. You know, if you're Auburn, Walker White's a big name, and you beat out Clemson. But you know what? You probably hope he goes out and competes in some camps this spring and gets his ranking boosted, because that stuff matters to other kids. It really does. I mean, you got a million factors, facilities, NIL is the biggest. I mean, but that's one of those things that, hey, they want to play with a guy that's a big name, high profile guy. So he's got the big name and he's a high profile. The way to boost that is to now maybe he gets into that top 100. But no, I think that obviously he's getting Auburn in the game and going to help them more with these guys. And Nye Carr is an interesting one because he's in Colquitt County, Georgia, Moultrie, Georgia, just south of Albany on the way to Valdosta. And he is only 5'10", so he'd be more of your slot guy. You got to have those guys too, and Hugh Freeze loves those guys. But committed to Georgia, two of the guys that Walker White mentioned, he mentioned 14 guys that he was targeting. Two of them are Georgia commits. Well, that isn't an interesting salvo. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Jeffrey, we've been dealing with people the last few years that they didn't even really want those schools to know they were recruiting their guys. Oh, we got to keep this stuff hush, hush. Nah, this is a new philosophy. We're going to make them sweat. We may not get this guy from you if you're the Auburn Tigers, but my program, if I'm Hugh Freeze, let's pretend I'm Hugh Freeze. I may not get all these guys, but I'm damn sure going to make you sweat it out. Okay. And while you're concentrating on saving these guys, I'll go get some other guys. Okay. And we mentioned this on the show last night. I think Hugh Freeze is savvy enough that he might actually even throw out some red herrings to throw some other schools off the trail of some guys they really want. I think you have to do that. I really do. I some people call it, you know, chicken shit type games, but I mean, I think, is it recruiting just one big game anyway?
Hell yeah.
But Nye Carr is an interesting one. There was a tight end, Landon Thomas, from the same high school. I believe he's committed to Georgia as well. I mean, you know, they've got Walker White in full recruiting mode. We're going to be doing more on that, obviously, in the coming days and weeks. But yeah, people want to play with these guys. He's a confident guy, right? He, like Hugh Freeze, he wears his religion right here, right on his sleeve, and he's proud of it. He's, you know, and that is going to, certain kids are going to gravitate to him because of that, because of all the talents. But he's also much more, you know, and I love Bo Nix, and I think you like talking to him too. I wouldn't say he was an introvert. I just wouldn't say he was an extrovert.
No, that's true.
Kind of just a regular dude, right? Cool dude. I think this guy's a little bit more of a extrovert, Walker White.
We've already seen it on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, he's already calling for people that and actually, I know Cole had something on Daniel Hill, the running back from Meridian, Mississippi, earlier this morning.
Yeah.
I talked to him last night. I have a little bit more on him. But,
oh, good. You
know, he certainly is aware that Walker White has been, you know, mentioning his name that to get him to Auburn.
There you go.
He is aware. And they have had some communication. I think it's fairly new. Obviously, Walker White just committed 3 days ago. But that conversation has begun. He's already started contacting some of these guys. And most of these guys, if not all, are aware that Walker White has mentioned them by name as him wanting them to come to Auburn. That's a pretty big deal.
That was the point. You're right. And, hey, by the way, that ceremony was great. It looked like it was going to be one of the fastest, cleanest ceremonies ever. And then Walker, I got to kid him about that. I mean, he literally thanked everybody in the state of Arkansas. But you know what? You only do it once. I'm sure everybody he mentioned was grateful. But to then come back and mention all these kids by name again, some of them, and by the way, thank you, Walker White. Some of them we didn't even know. We didn't know, and unfortunately, our competition knows this now too. But we didn't know some of these guys were really how high they were on Auburn's radar.
On the board,
you know what I mean? Now, Nykar, the Georgia commit, he visited for Auburn for Junior Day two Saturdays ago on January 28th. We didn't know he was going to go when he showed up, and I think he had a good time. But so that was a guy, but like the tight end teammate, I mean, yes, he's got an Auburn offer, but, you know, he's committed to Georgia. It's Moultrie. You know, he's from Moultrie. I think Ray Goff, the famous Georgia quarterback and coach. I mean, that's a Georgia town. Well, maybe it won't be forever. I mean, you know, it's a fine line, Jeffrey. You've got to balance. Yes, you got to go after certain kids, but you also have to be realistic too. So I don't think Hugh Freeze is going to waste time on somebody he doesn't think at least there's a chance, or at least when he realizes there's no chance, they're going to move on. But he's also going to put the foot on the gas with guys and attempt to make the other school sweat it out a little bit. And quite frankly, I think, Jeffrey, I think what Hugh Freeze has done in the first couple months, maybe I'm wrong here. I think Nick Saban hiring Kevin Steele last night was sort of an answer to that. Was sort of a rebuttal to that, because you and I know Kevin Steele is so tightly connected to the coaching community in middle of South Georgia and the whole state of Alabama. And he gives you something that maybe his predecessor didn't have. But I think Hugh Freeze, I think if you're a coach at one of these other schools, you're starting to realize, well, you probably knew already, Hugh was going to get his. But now he's kind of coming into my turf. You know, Jeffrey, it's funny. One of the biggest complaints for Auburn fans the last 6 or 7 years has been this. Why is Clemson getting the guys my program used to get? Well, you just beat out Clemson for a guy that they used to get, and now you're getting. You hope.
Yeah, right.
You don't know. You really don't know. But, boy, you got some evidence now. It was a leap of faith in November. The evidence you had from November when you hired him was really dating back to Ole Miss, okay? It was great what he did at Liberty, but the guy James Madison's doing some cool stuff too, right down the road from Liberty. I mean, so you didn't really know, right? Now you've got evidence and a lot of it. Keldrick Falk flipping the defensive lineman, flipping from defensive end, flipping from FSU. Kay and Lee, the four-star corner, flipping from Ohio State. Sylvester Smith flipping from Tennessee. Landing Tyler Scott over Southern Cal and Texas. And Texas, okay, which had a top five class. And more evidence is the 60, landing Dylan Wade, the offensive lineman, transfer from Tulsa, who, by the way, picked Auburn over USC. USC with Lincoln Riley is loading up on transfers right now and high school recruits, and you beat them out for somebody. So the evidence is piling up. All right. the case is getting stronger that this guy knows what he's doing, right? And now Walker White is a signal to everybody else in the South, I think. This is the position that Auburn, historically, it's actually been a position when Auburn is lacking, they don't do anything. And when they got a guy, they do a lot, right? You can say that about a lot of programs, but specifically Auburn. You know, the Jeremy Johnson year with Gus, I mean, they had a very good defense. It just didn't work out with Jeremy, unfortunately. Fantastic guy. Last year, a defense, not great, but good enough to win 8-9 games maybe if you had a little bit more offense. So the emphasis being put on the quarterback position, I think, is a thing. If you're an Auburn fan, I know I'm going on and on. If you're an Auburn fan, you got to feel good about that. And you got to think, this isn't going to be the only guy you get.
Right.
Walker White. This is going to be – is Auburn going to now start stacking quarterbacks? Because, by the way, Robbie Ashford's not a dud. And Holden Gurner, we don't think, is a dud. And now if you add a guy in the portal, your QB room is – and Hank Brown you brought right. in, the former Liberty commit. Now, we don't know. Not a lot of schools offered him. The schools that did, Hugh Freeze and Trent Dilfer, two guys that know quarterbacks. So, you know, to get better, to get Auburn where it needs to be, one of the first things you had to do, obviously O-line and D-line, you had to get – that QB room had to change. Oh. That thing needs to be on a rocket ship to the moon, not just putzing along. You know what I mean?
Yep. Hey, we're going to be tracking it all, man, at Auburn Live on 3 if you're not a member. Get over there and check us out, man. 1 week free. After that, I think we still got a special going for $29.99 yeah. until September. Go check us out. We'll have a lot more content coming this week as far as well as YouTube videos. So keep locked in here, man. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody watching. For Keith, for Zach in the back, I'm Jeffrey Lee, man. Y'all have a great day. Instead of that left lane, see ya.